Cold Lake, Bonneville Cold Lake Street. Paul MLA Scott Sear fielded a wide range of questions during a July 16 town hall held at the Cold Lake Seniors Society. The event drew residents, health professionals, and city councilors who were eager to discuss urgent concerns, from highway upgrades to the state of rural health care. "This kind of meeting is my way of being able to connect with people," Sear told attendees at the start, setting the tone for a two-hour conversation. Among the key highlights was the announcement of a new urgent care center coming to Cold Lake, something Sear called a huge win, that will help to take pressure off our emergency room by shifting non-emergency cases elsewhere. He explained that local physicians played a vital role in identifying systemic barriers like childcare and housing, which are impacting rural doctor retention. He also pointed to the upcoming opening of the Stepping Stone Women's Shelter, saying, "We've got some traumas in the region, and I really want to make sure women have a place to go." Councillors and residents raised concerns over Highway 28, and Sear acknowledged the pressure, saying, "Bonneville's Main Street is being done. We're looking at actual construction by the fall." He added that passing lanes between Bonneville and Smoky Lake are also moving forward. The meeting turned toward healthcare, where several attendees expressed frustration with long wait times, lack of walk-in options, and the centralized control of Alberta Health Services, AHS. Sear said the province is now working to return more decision-making power to local hospitals, stating, "When we lost the ability to make decisions here locally, that is a real impact." Other topics. A major point of discussion was Bill 22, a policy affecting Crown grazing leases. Sear admitted it wasn't handled properly. "We don't always get it right, and we need to do a better job of consulting." He said the bill has since been paused after significant pushback from ranchers. Accessibility issues were also top of mind for local residents. A resident asked for better access to dental care for adults with disabilities. Sear acknowledged the concerns, saying, "The billings aren't high enough for those AISH recipients, which is very problematic." Former pharmacist and current city councillor Bob Mottis raised concerns about COVID-19 vaccines no longer being available at local pharmacies, which Sear said he would take back to the legislature. "Anything that takes pressure off of our front lines is a win for Albertans." Questions were also asked about the province's decentralization plan, which could move government services out of Edmonton. Sear tempered expectations, saying, "I'm not sure we're ever going to get a full ministry here. But there are a lot of services that can be offered outside of Edmonton." Safety, housing and utilities. Community safety was a key topic, with one resident expressing frustration. "I live 10 minutes out of town. Constant break-ins, people driving up our driveway. The RCMP is not working fine," stated the resident. In response, Sear shifted blame from the police to the justice system, saying, "Our RCMP are arresting people. Our courts are letting them go. It's likely 6 people doing 80% of the crime. If we put those 6 people behind bars, we solve most of our problems." Housing affordability for seniors also sparked strong concerns. One resident pointed out the rising rent at Points West Living, saying, "That letter from Oz saying rent could go to $2,900 contradicts legislation. The Consumer Price Index, CPI, this year is only 2.8%. One senior is paying $2,660, she only receives $2,600 a month. How do seniors manage?" Sear responded, stating, "Send something to my office, and I'll have our administrator look into it." He emphasized that local input is essential to improving health care and housing decisions. Utility costs raised concerns about rural fairness. City of Cold Lake Councillor Vicky Lefebvre asked, "We pay way more out here. What can the government do to make this fair?" Sear acknowledged the issue, saying, "We're getting twice the utility bills of Edmonton. Transmission fees are pooled, but distribution fees are regional. I want to see distribution fees pooled province-wide." Concerns about a rising homeless population were also raised by several residents. Sear noted that Cold Lake and St. Paul are hot spots regarding homelessness. He highlighted mobile navigation centers and recovery models from Edmonton and Calgary as potential solutions. Sear also mentioned a new facility coming to the region. Métis Crossing, Healing Waters Recovery Community near Métis Crossing, is the closest recovery center coming up. What we need to do is put people through recovery, not ignore them. The town hall ended with Sear urging residents to stay engaged, send concerns to his office, and participate in Alberta's evolving future.